I mean, you gotta take it for what it is. I mean, like I said, you know, the draft process, they don't really show interest one way or the other. You know, you just meet with them. They were great, and you know, they got a Hall of Famer at quarterback now. So I'm here. I'm excited to be here, and that's basically that.
What's your opinion of Peyton Manning before we get off that subject?
I mean,
what he's done.
He's always been one of my favorite players in the league. Before I came into the league, obviously I was a big fan. I've gone to his camps the last couple of years as a counselor and got to know him a little bit there. And I think he's not only a great quarterback, but he's one of the smartest quarterbacks I've ever played in this game. And I've always had a lot of respect for him. He's won games. He's not only that off the field, he's a stand up guy and he's kind of what every quarterback kind of shoots to be.
Is there anybody that can do the same kind of stuff at the line of scrimmage that he does? I mean, have you ever played around with trying to do some of that stuff?
I never have. To that extent, I mean, I don't think there's many guys in this league. You know, you talk about Brady. Brady does some of that stuff and Drew Brees and those guys. But, I mean, he's kind of known for calling his own shots at the line of scrimmage, and they give him free reign to do that. But, no, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try to say that I'm near as smart as Peyton Manning, and he's one of the best that will ever play this game.
Is it daunting to go into Denver and know that it's kind of not on the same field at the same time, but Brandon Wheaton going up against Peyton Manning? Is it daunting?
I wouldn't say daunting. I mean, you know, it's pretty cool. I mean, my wife said, you know, it's pretty cool after getting to know him. You get to finally play against him, and she knew he was my favorite player. But I can't say it's daunting. You know, it'll be fun. I'm excited about the challenge.
What are you hoping to improve on in your final two games of this regular season?
I think going back to the way I played the previous 3 weeks leading up to last week, I think just taking care of the football, being smart, helping do my part, lead good drives, you know, continue to put together good drives, good plays, and finish strong. I think, numbers being thrown out the window, you know, now that we're not obviously not in the playoff hunt anymore, now it's just going out, playing well, getting better, and, we have 8 quarters of football to play, and so it's just finishing strong and leaving it all out on the line.
And after 14 weeks, what are your thoughts about the West Coast offense as a fit for your ideal, your skill set?
Well, I think they get turned into the, you know, West Coast offense as far as Bill Walsh compared to what we run now. I mean, I don't really know that there is similarity. I'm sure there's similarities, but, you know, that term gets blown a little out of proportion. I mean, you call plays that fit your guys, your players well. What we do offensively here, I mean, we've got a staff that's been around in the West Coast system. We got a staff that has a lot of knowledge about what that type of system does. And I think it fits me well. I think, throwing the ball down the field, we've taken shots. And I think that's one thing that, you know, everybody says the West Coast system is kind of a dink and dunk. I mean, we've thrown the ball down the field. I mean, we've had a lot of chunk plays, 25 yards and more, because of the skill set we have at receiver and tight end. So, I think that term the West Coast gets a little blown out of proportion.
Do you think that's the one allowance that was made to fit what you do that this staff made? Because we didn't see a lot of downfield throws last year. So, the way they adapted to what Cousins does in Washington, have they done enough to adapt to what you do?
I think they've done a great job. I mean, I think, they've utilized, again, my arm strength, throwing the ball down the field, taking shots on post and on vertical routes, stuff like that. I think they've adapted to my skill set tremendously throughout the year, and then that's a hats off to Brad and the whole entire staff, offensive staff. And they've you can kind of fit a mold, and you kind of get out of contact with the guys you have, but they, we're not, they're doing what they feel it fits us best, and they've done a tremendous job of it all year.
Still go through that moments of time, when to be aggressive, when not to go down the field. It just seems like times are off.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be smart. I think if you get in the mindset where you're thinking about being too cautious when you throws, that's when you're a little more errant. You're not as accurate. You're not as obviously not as aggressive. But I think there's times where you got to be smart. And you're in the red zone, or whether it's after a big play or whatever it may be, you got to pick your parts. But at this point, I just got to let it fly. From here on out, just let it rip and be aggressive, continue to take shots, and see where it ends up.
Is there a chance that when Pat Shurmur at that one point, maybe at the bye week, said, what does Brandon have to do, not throw interceptions? Do you think that got into your head a little bit and you backed off on that aggressiveness?
I don't know, and that it didn't affect me. I didn't. I honestly didn't. you know, I didn't really, you know, he didn't tell me that personally. You know, I think, you know, if you look at my track record, I may have thrown a couple more interceptions than the next guy just because of, one, how many times we throw it, two, how aggressive I am. And, you know, you look at guys that are aggressive across all of football, not only in the NFL, yet college guys. I mean, there's going to be – you're going to be a little bit more susceptible. Not that it's right, but, you know, I just got to be you know, continue that aggressiveness, but be smart. You know, there's a fine line there.
Brandon, how about preparing for Miller and Doomerville? Talk about what you have to do to stay upright.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm not blocking them, thank God. You know, they're so, you know, our offensive lines, you know, continue to do a great job all year. We faced, you know, great defensive lines all, and these guys are good. I mean, I played against Von Miller in college, and I still think he's one of the best players I played against in college. I mean, he was a great pass rusher. You knew where he was at all times. Doomerville, great player. Again, can rush the passer, can really, you know, create havoc back there. We just got to, you know, chip him, do some things in the pass protections, you know, snap count, stuff like that where you can kind of catch him off guard and give our tackles a chance to get their hands on him.
Did he sack you in college?
No, he got a personal foul. He got a late hit on me and took the 15 yards. It kind of hurt walking back or walking to the line of scrimmage.
To see how they rolled out Kirk Cousins and did some things like that in that game, is that anything that you would like to try to do or that you would do well if they incorporated more of that?
I mean, you know, I've said from day one, I like throwing the ball on the run. You know, I did a lot of that in high school. I did some of that in college. You know, so if that's what they want to dial up, that's what they feel like works best. You know, sometimes it's hard against different schemes. You know, 3-4 defenses, it's hard to run nakeds and bootlegs off of against 3-4 teams. That's, you know, it's just football 101. But, you know, so, yeah, I mean, if that's what they want to do, then absolutely. I love throwing the ball on the run. You know, like I said, I mean, you know, Coach Shermer and Coach Childress, you know, they've been in this thing a lot longer than I have. They've done a great job of putting together great game plans. And, you know, if they feel like we can get on the perimeter, that's what we'll do.
When you went back and watched the film Sunday, why was the offense not able to get any kind of rhythm?
I don't know. You know, I think we weren't very good on first and second down. You look back, I think the first five or six third downs were 3rd and 15, 3rd and 11, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 14 or something. I mean, you know, that's tough. And that's very tough to overcome those. But it all starts on first and second down. We weren't completing balls on first and second down. We weren't able to get chunk yardage, you know, to move the chains. It's just, you know, you put yourself in that situation. You know, you let those guys, you know, get exotic and give you the different looks and put pressure on you. It makes it makes a challenge. It's our fault. I mean, as players, we got to execute on first and second down to give ourselves a chance.
Did you guys open on first and second down?
I mean, you know, there was points. Yeah, there was times. I mean, whether it was I missed them or, you know, whatever the case was, you know, it just we weren't able to get it done.
What are your impressions of the Broncos as a pass defense? You know, Champ Bailey.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, you're talking about, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. The guy can play. You know, he's a guy that still plays. I mean, he's 14 years in the league, playing at a high level, still can run, you know, just as well as he did, you know, 5-6 years ago. The guy can play. But they're good. They don't have any weak links. You know, they do a great job you know, of defending the pass. They do a great job mixing coverages. They, you know, they're just a very sound, well-coached football team. You can tell that, you know, there's not many holes. You know, we have to be on point. We have to execute and play well again on first and second down to give ourselves a chance to be successful.
Did you identify some things that you can do on those three-step drops to make sure that you're throwing in the lanes and kind of
getting? Oh, no. What do you think? What can
I'm
I do?
Sure I have some thoughts. And I'll talk
Let's hear
to
it.
About them.
I don't know. I really don't. You know, I mean, you know, three-step drops, they're reading my eyes, and, you know, I've watched them all. It's part of it's got to be me. I mean, obviously they're getting batted down, and then, you know, them. So I don't know. I don't really have the answer. I still don't. I need to watch them more, I guess.
Have you emptied the playbook yet? Have we seen everything that's in the playbook, or might there be a couple of things we see the next 2 weeks that we haven't seen this year?
That's a good question. I think everything we ran in camp, we're all in. You know, we're bringing stuff in week after week that we got our base stuff, and then we add stuff, wrinkles off stuff. So I gotta say we're all in. I mean, I think you know you got guys that have been in this league for so long as far as coaches that, you know, bring plays from other places they've been, and so you kind of incorporate those and make them fit to what we do. And so I think, yeah, I mean, week to week, you know, it's funny because you come into camp and you're running these base plays and you're like, you're so overwhelmed with running them. Then you get to the season and you run those base plays, but there's little nuances off of each one. So it's that's the way it's been. And that's the way, that's just football. You know, that's the way every offense is. But we've emptied the cage. We're all in. You know, that's the way it needs to be.
People in Denver say that there's no doubt that Manning has lost some miles per hour off his fastball, but he's adept. Do you compare that to like a pitcher in his 30s who has to learn how to pitch?
Yeah, you got to change speeds. You know, no, the thing about Peyton, I saw it firsthand when he was with Austin Collie at his camp. I mean, you know, whether or not he has a cannon, he's got plenty of arm to get there, else he wouldn't be playing. But he's, you know, his ball comes out on time and it's always on target. You know, he gives his guys a chance, you know, away from defenders, and I've always said he's one of the best at that. I mean, just knowing when to let. You know, his timing is so good with those guys. You know, he sees something, whether it's in and out of their break or something, the ball's gone, and he's done that for years. I mean, him and Reggie Wayne and all those guys, Marvin Harrison, were the best at it back when he was in Indy.
Are you happy with your season to this point? If not, what do you need to do the next 2 weeks to be happy?
I can't say I'm completely happy. I think there's been times where I've been, you know, happy. I think I've played well at times. And then there's times where I haven't played very well. I haven't played near well enough to give us a chance to win. And I can't sit here. I'm not going to sit here and blame it on being a rookie. That's not, you know, that's long and gone. I think it's on me. I've got to play better. I've got to, whatever it is, I need to find a way to give our team a chance to win week in and week out, be more consistent. And that's on me. There's no way else to blame except myself. And that's one thing that I'm going to have to, you know, really dial in this offseason and continue to learn this offense, continue to bring my receivers around and get on the same page and get better. I have to get better in order for us to be where we need to be. I've got to get better.
How much is finishing Nate last two? How much is finishing strong personally important? Because the guys who brought you here may not be the same guys running the show next year.
Again, I can't think about that. I mean, you know, I need to play well because I haven't played well enough. That's all I'm worried about. I need to, for myself, for this team. That's all I'm worried about is these guys in here. Us finishing strong. We have 8 quarters of football left. And that's, you know, me playing well for these guys in this locker room. Whatever happens, I mean, you know, I got to put 8 good quarters on tape.
Were you aware that Peyton Manning's, the Broncos visiting Peyton was kind of coinciding with your pro day and their visit with
you? Oh, yeah. I heard all about it. Yeah.
Were you in on that?
I wasn't in on that one. No, I didn't know about the private jet. They were in Stillwater. That's about all. No.
Legend has it he was on the plane in Stillwater as they were visiting you.
It was during my pro day. I mean, every team was there. But yeah, I mean, I heard all the stories, all the good stories.
It's kind of surreal.
Yeah, I never thought Peyton Manning would be in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
did Peyton share that with you? Did you ever talk?
I never talked to Peyton about it. Through the grapevine, I got asked about it 5 minutes after I walked off the field. So it spread quick.
Sanchez, with Colin Kaepernick, guys coming in and out of the lineup. There's so much volatility this time of year with quarterbacks. I know you're a fan of the game. Do you follow that at all?
I don't, but, you know, it's hard not to hear about what's going on in New York because you can turn on CNN and it's going to be on there. You know, it doesn't matter. That's a pretty well-publicized deal that's going on up there. But, no, I don't focus on it. I don't pay attention to it. I don't spend many times. I have a wife. You know, my TV's not on ESPN very often, so it's I'm not too wrapped up in it.
And one more thing about Peyton, coming off 4 neck surgeries and age 36, a lot of people are skeptical he'd be able to be the old Peyton and succeed the way he has this season. Are you kind of amazed by that?
I'm not. If there's one guy that could overcome what he's been able to overcome, it's that guy. I mean, the way he works, I mean, he's working with, you know, 10, 12-year-olds, and you would think he's teaching them to go play for the Super Bowl. I mean, he's a football nut. I mean, he just is so wrapped up in that, and the way he prepares is second to none. So, no, I mean, the way he was able to overcome that, I mean, there's not many guys that would. I mean, and to come back and play at the level he's playing, I mean, arguably a lot of people put him in MVP talks. Rightfully so. He's had a great year.